Unit 10. What kinds of bad weather are there? Page 65. Vocabulary and comprehension. Long talk.
Good morning, class. Today, I want to continue my talk about hurricanes. Before I start, are there any questions?
Why do hurricanes have names?
Well, it's easier to remember a storm with a name. So, a long time ago, some countries started to give hurricanes different names. Around 1950, the U.S. Weather Service started to give every storm a name. They gave names in alphabetical order, but all of the names were female names. Naturally, women were upset. They said, "Why are all bad things named after women?" So after 1979, they replaced all of the female names with both female and male names. Today, an international committee chooses the names from a list. There are six lists of names, and they use one list every year. Every 6 years, they start at the beginning of the first list again. Each name on the list starts with a different letter. The first hurricane of the season starts with the letter A. The second starts with the letter B, and so on. The names alternate between male and female names. By the way, the letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not on the lists. Oh, yes, and when a hurricane is very destructive, they remove the name of that hurricane from the lists.
Are all the names English names? Can you tell me? Do you mind?
Not at all. There's a list of names for the Atlantic Ocean and another list for the Pacific Ocean. All of the hurricanes that happen near the Atlantic Ocean have English, French, and Spanish names. All of the hurricanes that happen near the Pacific Ocean have a different set of names. It depends on where the hurricane happens, you see.